Come and join the gathering on Equilarium FM for inspired conversation and guidance to lighten and brighten your day. Claire Johnson has gatherings around her kitchen table with a group of interesting and vibrant guests who are professionals from all fields of the healing arts. Real people integrating spirituality into everyday reality. Laughter and joy are two of the main dishes served at her table. And now, here is your host, Claire Johnson, raising vibrations across the nations, inspiring you to become all that you can be.
Hello, and welcome to this, the third show of Equilarium FM, the new manifestation. So, hello, I'd like to introduce my lovely girlfriends, Jill Orsman.
Hi, Claire. Hi, everybody.
And Josephine Tyrrell.
Hello, Claire. Hello, Jill. Hello, everybody.
Right.
Hi, Josephine.
Today, gathered around the kitchen table, we, the Real Holistic Housewives, will be discussing the best ways to raise vibrations across the nations and the power of three. The number three is a very magical number, and the brain finds it really easy to grasp threes. As a child, everything you did and learned seemed to be centred around three. ABC, 1, 2, 3, Do, Re, Mi, the Holy Trinity, three blind mice, three musketeers, the three stooges. So many things come in threes. Good luck comes in threes.
The three gifts of grace, faith, hope and love. And even someone told me, if you want to fold up a tent, do it in threes. It's the easiest way to pack it.
That's a nice little thing, Jim.
the threefold nature of man, spirit, soul and body. Man consisting of neither separately, but of the whole three together.
Yeah, mind, body, spirit. In fact, we went to the mind, body, spirit this Sunday, didn't we?
We did, in London.
Into London.
We had a very, very magical trip, didn't we?
We did. That was incredible.
It was a lovely time, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So the spirit, mind, body, spirit, in a circle of synthesis, past, present, future, enclosed in the ring of eternity, art, science, religion, bound in a circle of culture. And in Chinese,
look at heaven, earth and man, the three.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have the three kingdoms, animal, vegetable and mineral.
And in light, we have three colours, magenta, cyan and yellow. And when they all fold across each other, it becomes pure white light.
Oh, lovely.
And what about alchemy?
Oh, yes.
Well, alchemy, we've got nigredo, which relates to lead. We've got albedo, which is the white light and the visioning. And then we've got rubedo, which is when you add the red tincture, and that makes gold.
Pure gold.
Beautiful gold. Mm. Yeah,
lovely.
Wonderful.
Three stages of alchemy.
We like that. We do like that.
In fact, the symbol of the triad, or the Trinity, has existed over immeasurable time and throughout the world. In many modern pagan traditions, the triple goddess is honoured in the form of maiden, mother and crone. She is seen as the female who provides polarity to the male essence. And we love crone on this show.
We do. We're absolutely embracing crone energy.
Yeah. I mean, traditionally, the maiden is seen as the virginal young woman or girl who has not yet awakened. She's all about enchantment and new beginnings, youthful ideas and enthusiasm. Then comes along the mother, and this is the next phase in a woman's life, and she is fertility and fecundity, abundance and growth, the gaining of knowledge. She's fulfillment, sexual, social and emotional. A woman doesn't have to have biological children to embrace this role of mother. It's just a time frame in her life. But then finally comes the crone. This is the final third magical stage. In ancient times, the crone was revered as an older woman who embodied wisdom and power. She knew the truth of cyclic existence. She was the spiritual midwife for those undergoing transition. Crones were healers, teachers, way-showers, bearers of sacred power, knowers of mysteries, mediators between the world of spirit and the world of form. In fact, many women are trying to turn that around and reclaim the title of crone. We are vibrant, sexual, life-embracing women who are proud to be labelled as crones. Instead of hiding in the shadows, we are celebrating these later years of life. We are having great fun playing the mighty powerful Game of Crones.
Welcome to the Game of Crones.
Welcome to the Game of Crones. For a long time, to be called a crone was a total insult. I mean, in fact, the very word implied a wrinkled, hunchback old woman, unwanted, witch-like and unloved. I mean, women who had reached an advanced age were dismissed as useless, and there was nothing to celebrate about it at all. But that was just fear from the menfolk, not appreciating the magicalness of a woman in her full power.
Or fully realising how powerful women were at that age.
Exactly. Fortunately, times are changing, and more women are becoming aware of this powerful aspect of their own lives, but still have an issue in the fact the terminology. I mean, the word crone. I'm very happy to step in and embrace it myself, but we've even got powerful friends who were around at our kitchen table last week who were saying they
just recoil, don't they?
Yes.
The word crone. It's like, because of what it might mean. But we're going to change that, aren't we?
We are. We're here to reclaim it.
We are. It's a wonderful stage in a woman's life.
Yeah, so why not celebrate this phase? I mean, it's not uncommon these days to see mature women with glorious manes of silver hair, when 10 years ago they might have spent a small fortune to hide their grey strands. Older women are dating younger men, and they have busy, active social schedules. I mean, we're finally able to take back the notion that with age comes wisdom, and we're welcoming the power of our own energy. We're living longer, we're self-sufficient, and we're willing to share our knowledge and experience with others. We're smart and confident.
Yeah, and that's sexy.
It's true, there's a lot of sexy crones out there. I mean, Helen Mirren.
Helen Mirren, she's
fantastic. And Dame Judi Dench.
Love her.
Yeah.
Louise Hay. Look at Louise Hay. She's 88, my goodness. Marianne Williamson.
Another one, exactly. In fact, yeah, my mum.
My mum.
And your mum. Our mum. And your mum.
My mum.
Yeah, beautiful, powerful women. Fantastic. Mm. In early cultures, the female elder was considered a wise woman. She was the healer, the teacher, the imparter of knowledge. She mediated disputes. She had influence over tribal leaders. She cared for the dying as they took their final breaths. And we are happily reclaiming the name of crone in a very positive way. And it's definitely a time to be joyful, to be welcomed as an elder within the community. I mean, it's interesting because historically, crone goes with the menopausal period of life. Mm. It doesn't always have to be denoted by that, because menopause can start at 30 or start at 60. So it's best to define it by the age, because by the time you hit 50, you've had 5 decades of learning, and that's nothing to be sneezed at. I mean,
All that knowledge.
Mm. It's interesting, because I started quite early. I started at menopause when I was about 43.
Did you?
Yeah, and my mum, she had a hysterectomy, you know, when she was early 40s, so it's difficult to tell. Because they say, don't know, you can normally gauge when it's roughly going to start with when it starts with your own mum. So we had difficulty of trying to even tell, you know, when that was going to start. So, yep. And it is quite interesting, isn't it, how, you know, it can start very early in some women, actually.
But it's true, my mum had a full hysterectomy, so I didn't learn from her at all. I've got no idea where mum was going.
How old was she?
She was in her 40s.
Was she? Yeah, very interesting.
Mm. And equally, we all have different symptoms for the menopause, don't we?
Oh, my God. Tell me about it. Last night, I had, like, tropical storm.
Oh, my goodness.
I had so many hot flushes last night that literally I was at 3 o'clock. I just gave up and got up and went downstairs to make a cup of tea and things, because it was just ridiculous. But a good friend of mine told me that they're not hot flushes. I call them tropical moments. But she told me that they were power surges.
Absolutely.
And I love that one. Now, that's a woman stepping into her full power. So every time you get one, ladies, it's a download of full power.
It's just informing you, you know, how powerful you really are.
Yeah.
So,
which is quite funny, because actually you, Josephine, you haven't even ever had one, have you?
I'm sorry to say, ladies, I haven't actually ever had a hot flush. I've had a full menopause, but never had a hot flush.
You're very lucky. You're very lucky.
Yes, very lucky.
Maybe you got all your hormones out of the way with all those boys.
Absolutely.
7 boys.
I have had 7 sons, so maybe there was the balance.
That's true. Anyway, so for me, when all those 12s lined up, and 12, 12, 12 was my 50th birthday, not only did it mean crone, it meant party time.
Woohoo!
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So my 50th was a time to celebrate and fully embrace crone, which is the third magical phase of mature female life. And in fact, to celebrate it, I had an incredible burlesque ball. which you all came to, didn't you?
It was magnificent.
So we celebrated all the magnificence of divine feminine goddess awesomeness of women dressed in corsetry and finery. It was absolutely brilliant. And then, Jill, you gave me just the best burlesque
present ever. It was a big secret. I had a dear friend who was just about to step out into her burlesque career, my friend Roz. And I said, look, let's see if we can pull this off for Claire. I didn't know how it was going to go down with you at all. But it went down very, very well, didn't it? And basically she came in, she was a burlesque stripper. Everybody was just... embraced it, didn't they? You totally loved it.
She was there with full fans and the whole feather dance. Dita Von Teese, that's it. It was amazing. I have to say that my son's eyes popped out of his head when she went the full way to tassels.
It was brilliant.
The stripe of midnight, out came her tassels. That'll be remembered for a long time. Yeah. It was really, really brilliant.
It was fantastic, actually, lovely.
it was.
So what we're going to do is, after the break, we're going to be discussing crossing the threshold into cronehood, aren't we?
Yes.
Which can be a major event in a woman's life. And we'll be continuing the spring greens theme from last week, aren't
we? Yes, we are, actually. Well, more about the wonderful energy and importance of vibrations of the food we eat.
Yeah, absolutely, because look at it out here, look at the weather.
I'm sorry if you can hear this on the airwaves, but we have got the most incredible storm going on out here with high winds blowing. The treetops are just going berserk.
And we've got a howling dog as well in the background.
Apologies for that as well.
But
now that all the leaves are out on the trees, it's very interesting. In the winter when we get storms here, you hardly hear anything, but because the leaves have come out, there's this whooshing and whirring. So you're much more aware of the passage of the wind now that it's got to vibrate through the leaves.
Absolutely.
It's interesting.
And the greenness is just absolutely gorgeous, just from your window, your studio window here, Claire.
It's now infusing the air.
Absolutely.
So we're really going to bring greens into the studio after the break, aren't we?
They've been blown in.
A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Matt Connerton here. Join Jen Coffey and I twice a week for Matt Connerton Unleashed, a political talk show that's a little different than what you're used to. No liberal or conservative agenda here, just an honest dialogue about truth and how things really work in the world of politics. Matt Connerton Unleashed, every Tuesday and Thursday night at 11 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio.
Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of Om Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of Om Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community. Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Om Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Hi, this is Angela Levesque, host of Entanglement Radio. Join me Wednesdays at 12 p.m. Eastern for inspiring conversations with visionaries in spiritual science and conscious healing. Entanglement Radio, Wednesdays at 12 p.m. Eastern. Transcendent talk for the conscious mind.
Bringing you the best of the conscious minds in the world. Om Times Radio, your conscious lifestyle on steroids.
So, Claire, we're crossing the threshold into croneness. Tell us about, you know, what that means to you, Claire. You know.
Well, it's a celebration of all that you've learned and all that you'll come to know in the future. And for many women, it's a time to make new commitments and vows. If you've ever had an interest in taking a leadership position in some aspect of your life, cronehood is a great time to do it. I mean, for me, this coincided with the passing away of my mother, and therefore the loss of, total loss of the identity of me as a maiden. you know, without my mum and dad, this is strange, this orphaned feeling, but I could no longer hide and be maiden. I was definitely full-on mother. So there's only else one place to go, which was I was being forced to step into my mother's shoes once she'd gone. And she was the grand dame, the wisest crone of them all.
Wasn't she, just?
Yeah, she really was. So it is something to celebrate. I didn't think I was quite ready to, but I didn't want to lose her. But then, you know, I was. You have to.
But Angela was such a great teacher, wasn't she, you know, of embracing womanhood, all the aspects of womanhood and every stage of womanhood.
Oh, totally, yeah. And she was grace personified.
She was.
Beauty and grace. In fact, this third cycle of your life is the one in which you become an elder. And she really held that with such poise. You know,
she was.
Much like your mum. You know, it's a beautiful thing, elder women energy, isn't it?
Yeah.
And you've joined a special group, a very special group. You know you have when you arrive there. You know, you have a lifetime of achievements behind you and decades more to look forward to. The word crone should now be a word of power for you. So celebrate it. You've earned it. I mean, come on, ladies. Welcome to the crone zone.
Absolutely.
I mean, these days there are plenty of beautiful, powerful, inspirational crone women out there. In fact, there's just been the most incredible thing. The Feminine Power Global Community have just put on an amazing online women's conference called Women on the Edge of Evolution, which included 23 amazingly powerful speakers, which was incredible. And they say that we as women, more than ever before, are feeling called to awaken to the fullness of our authentic power and to become active, engaged agents of change. We're hungry to express our creativity and to find our voice. We sense intuitively that we have a critical role to play in shaping the future of our world. But what is the pathway to awakening the fullness of our authentic power as women? Where should we give our energy and attention in order to make our greatest contribution? What are some of the inner and outer obstacles in our ways? And how might we work together and support each other in this process?
So, you know, that's what we're doing. We're calling this gathering and, you know, just looking at those women on the edge of evolution, what was really amazing, looking at all their photographs, they all look incredible at that age, you know, as crones. They look absolutely amazing.
They're owning it.
They are absolutely
they're crowding.
And we want to call all you female listeners out there in this stage of your life, take on your full power. That's what we're saying to you. That's our message to you.
Absolutely. You know, it doesn't mean that you're no longer a mother. I mean, you know, we're full on mothers.
Absolutely.
But you're not needed in that same way. And there's that extra energy that you have that you can give to the world.
And the wisdom.
Definitely.
You know.
Mm. Who are some of the women that are involved in that?
Oh, there's Marianne Williamson and I can't remember, lots of others. Sorry.
So you've got so the people that spring to mind are just like Maya Angelou and, you know, sort of crone, you know, leaders.
Yeah, you're right, other powerful crones.
Yeah.
Definitely Oprah Winfrey.
Annie Lennox comes to mind.
Yeah, Annie Lennox, gorgeous.
Yeah, and Louise Hay.
Ellen.
And Ellen Dungeness,
she's lovely.
Yeah. She's really lovely.
She's a lovely.
She's lovely,
yeah,
isn't
they're
she?
Out there doing their bit, which is fantastic.
Okay. So we're all helping to raise vibrations.
That's what we're all here to do.
Yeah.
So, talking about vibrations, which is the name of the game, in spirituality, our vibrations essentially refers to our energetic state. And we mentioned before that this can go with the thoughts you're having, it's your dominant thoughts, it's our physical health, our emotions and our beliefs, which all collectively contribute to the vibrational state of our energy field. They contribute to, you know, your vibes, if you will. When you can feel vibes coming from another person, you're literally tapping into the energy field of that person. Oh, God, we had some weird ones on Sunday at the Mind, Body, Spirit, didn't we?
Oh, we certainly did.
You could definitely feel strange vibes from a lot of people.
Yes, we did.
Anyway, nobody wants to feel anything other than peace and happiness. You know, there's a long list of things that you can incorporate in your lifestyle that will raise your own vibrations over the course of time. And, I mean, even immediately. So, like getting sunlight, loving yourself, eating a healthy diet, spending time with good friends, and being out in nature are just some of the more obvious ways.
And raising your vibrations, you know, it's we were talking last week about nature and being out in nature to raise your vibrations. But of course, you know, look at all the beautiful spring green vegetables that you can bring in and actually bring them into your kitchen table. So
yeah, it's true. You're right. Last week we were discussing how to raise your vibrations by connecting with nature and spending time immersed in the outside, but in the healing vibration of green, which isn't always possible for everybody. I mean, we are very fortunate as we live in a very green and rural environment, but you can always take walks in parks and gardens, you know, deliberately take yourself to a place of green if you really need to connect on the outside. But you can also bring in fresh flowers to your home. I mean, the best way to connect with energy is to be around it. And so fresh cut flowers are the closest thing to living flowers.
And plants.
And plants, yeah, into your home or your apartment. But
even the beautiful silk flowers that you can get these days, they're just absolutely, they're so realistic and beautiful.
Yeah, they are. I mean, they give the same stimulation to your brain that the presence of living flowers do. So it's still giving the vibration. So this week, we're going to be discussing the virtues of living with and eating your greens. I mean, green is most definitely the colour of the moment. In fact, the natural world around us in the south of England is like a paint-by-numbers landscape, with more and more leaves and shoots, shrubs and bushes, plants and trees, waking up with the spring sunshine, and in fact, the intense April showers that we've had in the last few days. And as a result of which, the natural world has literally exploded into 50 shades of green.
It absolutely has.
Today we've been talking around our kitchen table about bringing the outside in and bringing it right into our kitchen table, where we can create delicious meals to sustain our bodies and to raise our vibrations with good food from the inside out. I mean, as kids, we always shouted yuck at the idea of having to eat overboiled cabbage, which was known as greens. These days, thankfully, things have advanced massively in the field of greens. We are now spoiled for choice. Everything from wheatgrass, spinach, wonderful varieties of lettuces, fruits and vegetables. Fresh herbs are available in corner shops and supermarkets almost everywhere.
Mm, absolutely. And we're lucky with the shops around things like Whole Foods over in the States.
Absolutely. How gorgeous is Whole Foods?
We adore Whole Foods over in the States.
You certainly do.
And I'm lucky enough, I live in Brighton in Sussex, and on the corner of my road, I've got the gorgeous Infinity Foods, which is similar
English
to Whole Foods.
English is equivalent, isn't it?
It is. Mm. Not quite as grand, but absolutely gorgeous too. Mm. And with all these organic stores and everything that are sprouting up.
And today I bought you a lovely green sort of...
Oh my goodness, yeah, you did. It's delicious.
A green drink, which when you pour it into the glass, just doesn't look very enticing.
It looks like pond water.
So when you actually see it and then you taste it, the difference is just remarkable. And this just includes apple, pineapple and kiwi juice. It's a smoothie, a blend of five juices with purees and botanical extracts. And it's got spirulina in it, chlorella, spinach, blue-green algae, which I take daily, actually.
Do you?
Yeah, I do. I've been taking that for years. And ginger. Got mango juice in there, kiwi. So all the elements all together. It's all natural. It's nothing added.
But again, recently in our family, we got a Nutribullet, which is like a blender. And it's so easy. Before that, we had quite complicated juicers. And it was always a thought to make a fresh juice, you know, because it took forever washing it all up after you. And all the different parts were quite complicated. But the Nutribullet, you can just whiz up a juice in seconds, you know, and you're there, and it's, you can start your day off like that. And in addition to that, there's lots of lovely juicing books out, and there's juicing classes out, and
I was only going to say, my daughter Florence, she's really big on juicing.
Yeah.
So we have to clean up that juicer every day.
Yes, you need to juice for it. For sure.
Piled in the sink.
Yeah, so quite cumbersome, because I know my son Paul as well, he does that. But with this Nutribullet, I'm just loving it, because you wash it up in seconds.
Yeah, sounds good.
Yeah. And... you know, he's my son Paul. He gave me a book. It was called by Jason Bale, The Juice Master.
Oh yeah, I've heard of that.
And there was a lovely quote in it at the beginning from an 87-year-old man who was homeless and living in the streets. And although he He looked extremely vibrant in his life and healthy and happy. And someone interviewing him said, "What's your secret?" And he actually said, the reason he stays so healthy is that he doesn't put junk food into his body. And she said, the interviewer said to him, "Well, why don't you do that? Why don't you eat junk food?" And he said, this homeless man said, "The reason I don't eat junk food is because if I don't look after my body, I'll have nowhere to live." So isn't that just amazing? You know, so, yeah. But we are lucky with all the green juices, you know, so...
Your body is a temple, isn't it? So worship, you know, worship it and honour it with good food and nutrition.
It's true.
Yeah.
But not only honour your body with the food, you know, honour the process of creating the food, of making the food, and the time you spend with your loved ones eating the food. You know, we have an evening ritual where we all sit down at the dinner table and eat.
Yeah, we do too. It's an absolute ritual every night. It's a celebration.
It is.
You sit down. It's a time where you can all gather together. And I think it's quite sad these days when everyone's so busy, you know, they don't have the time always to sit down at the table. But I think it's a good thing to reclaim. It's a good, you know, practice to reclaim.
Yeah, it's a meeting point for the whole family, if nothing else. You can call everyone from their different rooms and tell them, get them to turn off their phones if you can.
Yeah.
And you'll sit there and you share a meal together.
Absolutely.
Which is that gets back to that old-fashioned breaking bread, doesn't it?
Yeah,
it does. We love in our gatherings the fact that everybody brings a dish, that we all sit there together, that it's the ceremony of sharing food so that you're not only eating it just as a function.
No, and it's about community, isn't it? It really just brings people together. It's such a lovely, lovely thing to do.
Which is why it'd be a really nice idea for other people to start gatherings.
Yeah, we want everyone to have gatherings around their kitchen tables and send us your stories in and, you know, what's inspiring you today. What I love about Claire's gatherings around her kitchen table, Claire's a beautiful artist, and Claire's kitchen table, anytime you sit down at it, looks like a painting.
It's absolutely beautiful.
She's got the most gorgeous plateware and the colours are just absolutely divine. And the food, wonderful, absolutely wonderful.
In fact, my kitchen wall, I've painted bright green. So all through the winter, got some vibrance in the kitchen.
The vibrancy, yeah, it's great. And after the break, we're going to be talking about the positive side of food allergies.
Yeah. We are indeed. And there's not many, but there are some.
And you've got quite a few of them, Claire.
That's true.
Free your mind. Expand your soul. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Live with medium Lisa Phoenix. Mediumship Messages and Musings explores mediumship and all things metaphysical. Lisa Phoenix invites you to reach above and beyond your everyday experiences to explore new dimensions in the spirit world. She will do live readings to connect callers to their loved ones in spirit, shares engaging stories and teachings from her own personal experience, and will have intriguing conversations with other mediums, spiritual teachers, and healers to help you understand the metaphysical world so you can connect to these forces in your day-to-day life. Join your host on this magical and metaphysical journey into the world of spirit every Sunday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time.
Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network. As difficult as it is to believe, there are places in Africa where human traffickers sell albino children and their body parts for use in magic rituals. Humanity Healing International is actively working in Uganda to change this paradigm. The Albino Rescue Project finds albino children who are at risk and places them in safe schools and environments where they can learn and grow free from fear. To learn more or to sponsor a child, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
The truth is, you can't change the world if you're broke. I know, I've tried.
Isn't it time you turned your life's calling into a profitable, freedom-based business? I'm Michelle Barr. Join me every Thursday at 2 p.m. Eastern for Sacred Success.
Your conscious lifestyle on steroids. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
So, Claire, you know, I've known you many, many years now, and you've had the affliction of allergies, food allergies. And so why don't you tell the listeners how you've turned that around from being something negative to actually being quite a gift in your life?
It took quite some time to turn it around. Because, yes, you're right. I've got hundreds and hundreds of food allergies and chemical allergies. I was very healthy and fit until I was about 14. And then I became very unwell and sent to the hospital and the doctors, and I'd been very sporty, captains of all the teams, and suddenly my joints hurt. I had real pain, and I was diagnosed as having rheumatoid arthritis in every single joint of my body at 14, and told I should take 6 large aspirin a day for the rest of my life, which was just a horrific idea because I've always been totally allergic to antibiotics since I was born. So I'd never really taken any tablets or anything because my mum was a very gifted healer. So this came as a bit of a horrible idea, mentally as well.
But I remember Angela, she wasn't going to have any of that, was she? You know, the idea that you were going to fill your body with
tablets.
No, not
at all. And you're right, she completely stood up against what the hospital and doctors said and said that's not the right diagnosis. And a friend of hers, who actually was suffering from Crohn's disease, as it happens. Different spelling, but same thing.
Yeah.
She'd found an allergy specialist who'd recently trained in America and come with this state-of-the-art technology of how to define food allergies. And so I was sent to see him and discovered that I had absolutely, you know, armfuls of allergies. So I'm allergic to wheat, barley, oats, rye, rice, corn, spinach, beans and pulses, chickpeas, lentils, chicken, duck, turkey, pheasant, eggs, alcohol, phenol, ethanol, you know, multiple food allergies, which from one day to the next was really shocking to have to try and get hold of. And it took me years to actually eliminate it all from my diet. But because it's very difficult, but I used to get internal bleeding in my joints and all sorts of things. So they were very acute. It's not like you just get a little rash that you could ignore. It was really severe allergies. But after about 10 years of having these allergies, and I've got a very, very clear detoxed body, during that phase, I went to see a homeopath to get some homeopathic solution, perhaps. And he said, after doing an hour and a half interview with me, he said, so you're psychic, aren't you? And this was back in the days when I'd got no idea that I was. And I was just like, nope, absolutely not. Mm-hmm. And he said, I'm sorry, but you can't be this physically sensitive on this plane and not be sensitive on the spiritual planes as well. And I just thought, what a load of hooey. I ought to go back and apologise to that man, actually. Because then years later down the line, he turned out to be absolutely right. So it wasn't until I was in Taos in New Mexico, visiting the Native American Indian Reservation with some very good friends and my parents, that I spontaneously started channeling. I'd got no idea what the word meant. I'd no idea what the experience was. It was really, really quite disturbing that I suddenly started receiving these words in my head. They were absolutely beautiful, but the fact that they were happening was really freaky because it was nothing to do with my everyday life. I was a fashion designer.
A fashionista,
some might say I was. Jet-setting around the world, it's true. When I started receiving this amazing guidance, it turned out to be. But, when we looked into what channeling was, when I got back home to England, I found out that channeling was what I was experiencing. I just turned into a spontaneous channel. Lots of people study to become one, but I sort of came at it backwards. It just sort of opened up, possibly because of my high vibration of the foods I've been eating for the last 10 years, because it turned out that the diet that Druid high priestesses used to choose to eat for clarity of vision was the closest to that which I have to eat to maintain my everyday health. So it just turned the whole thing around on its head, as it were, that I'd been told I was ill for years, from the hospitals, from the doctors, that I couldn't go travelling, that I couldn't do all sorts of things because I was so ill. And then instantly I discovered that I could channel. It was just like, no, this is my purpose. This is why I can't eat the lower grounding foods. Because in the yin and yang, the head and earth, I'm allergic to all the grounding earth foods. So I'm a bit of a space cadet unless I eat potatoes, which I have to eat to ground me. Because my head's open and in the clouds.
So you got your channeling from Twitchy. And perhaps you'd like to tell the listeners, you know, who is Twitchy?
Well, that's a very good point, actually. I call my guide Twitchy because literally my arm goes twitchy when I need to write. And because I didn't train as it, and because I have no desire to actually to connect with anybody particularly, it wasn't what I was looking for, being a fashionista, it works for me to just keep it anonymous, that my arm goes twitchy. But I had a very good girlfriend who said to me, "No, that's ridiculous. You need to find out who it is, because it might be William Shakespeare or Joan of Arc."
Always someone famous.
Always someone famous. And I just thought, oh, my God, if it is one of them, I'm just going to throw my pen across the room and never write again. Because why does it have to always be someone famous?
Absolutely.
So, in fact, I sat and I pondered the question, which I don't normally do. I normally just take dictation. My channeled writing comes fully formed as it wants to from start to finish. But this time I sat and pondered the question, who are you, to answer her question. And, in fact, it came with the most magnanimous answer. So if I wasn't already enamoured with Twitchy, I was after this.
So this piece is from your book that you're going to read now?
This piece is from my book, and in fact it was written on the 7th of March in 1992.
And this is your book, One from the Heart?
It is, my book.
Beautiful
it's
book.
An enlightenment that you open randomly for positive guidance. Why is it of such importance to you who I am when you know my words to be true? If it is to satisfy the curiosity of others, then they will have to read these words themselves and then decide if it is at all important which name I put to myself when it is not personal recognition that I seek, but a worldwide awareness of all that there is, and the glory of that lies therein. Each man should know himself and should use my words to refind himself, but needs no introduction to me to do that. The answers are all there within each and every one of you. 'Tis for you to find and reintroduce them into your daily lives from the depths of your own consciousness. The credit and glory can then be given as self-praise, appreciation, and confidence, all of which are far more important than attributing them to an external anything or anyone. My words are of great importance, as I have said, and my name is not. Trust in me and believe in my words, then trust in you and believe in yourself.
Lovely. So Twitchy it is then.
Yeah, for now. So it just Twitchy remains Twitchy. So Twitchy's anonymous in my life, but then the big thing that turned around with my allergies actually was the arrival of Andrew, my beloved husband. He arrived in my world and declared that he'd come as my gatekeeper. Oh, and so he is in so many, many ways. He's actually a chef, which was music to my ears. So as soon as I explained to him I had all these food allergies, he just said in one breath, "That's no problem. I'll cook around them." And he took away what had been the biggest problem for me for 30 years. In one instance. And so he does. He cooks around my allergies. And so at home, it's like I don't have a problem at all. I certainly don't have a problem because he creates the most gorgeous food.
Oh, his meals, they're absolutely divine. I mean, I've travelled all around the world. I've eaten in 5-star restaurants everywhere. And I've got to say, Andrew's food, it just lingers with you. You just remember every meal you have at your table. It's absolutely, his cooking is divine.
It's totally been made with love.
Yeah.
That's why. I mean, that's the main ingredient for him. You know, and you are just such a blessed sort of union, you two. Incredible. I mean, whenever anybody meets you, just think, now there's a couple that you don't see very often on Earth, that's for sure. Yes. Total divine link-up,
absolutely.
That was.
Absolutely.
Well, he's developed this incredible way of cooking. using only the foods that I can eat, which are the high vibration foods. So it sits very comfortably with you, doesn't it? You can eat a vast meal, but it doesn't leave you bloated or uncomfortable.
Oh, it's so light. It's good things.
But so then we've got two children, and of course I didn't want them to inherit my allergies because they are a problem. They've always been a huge problem for me. But, you know, as time goes by, both of them in their teens developed their allergies.
Louis and Florence,
yeah. Both around the same time. In fact, Florence was, I took her to the doctor because she got inflamed ankles and swollen joints, and they diagnosed her with having potential rheumatoid arthritis, just like me. So nothing had changed in 14 years. 15 years, whatever. But they've both got a much better attitude to their allergies than me. They've grown into allergies, but they see them in a totally different way. Louis, in fact, said that, you know, that they're not a problem, Mum. So I'm always saying to him, I'm so sorry, darling, that you've got my allergies. And he said, that they're not a problem, Mum. He said, you've got them and you lead a good life. You know, he said what he really likes is the connectivity it gives him in his head. Because when you eat foods that you're allergic to or that are sort of disrupt your system, you know, your emotions go down, you know. In fact, my specialist said when my allergies were diagnosed that 90% of his patients were prescribed antidepressants or on Prozac.
For the allergies.
No, because they didn't know they had allergies. They just had acute depression.
Oh, I see.
But your food can mess with your head so quickly. And when you've got allergies, you can see it. And when people don't know they have allergies, they're suffering depression and in malaise and, you know, low spirits and low self-esteem. But if you change the type of food you're eating, you could change that around. So, in fact, Louis went traveling to Indonesia for 3 months. And so he didn't have wheat or milk and cheese. And he said it gave him such clarity. Obviously, it was quite difficult for him to travel because he's allergic to chicken like me and to eggs. We're allergic to the egg yolk, so he could have egg white omelets, but nothing else. He didn't have a great variety to eat. But he said by the time he came back, that his head was so clear that it was just amazing. And he likes that connectedness. So that's the upside of the allergies. It raises your vibration and then increases your connectivity to source, which is addictive. It's beautiful. It's really, really nice. When you get that clarity in your head, it's fantastic.
Yeah. I mean, although I don't have allergies, but I'm sure I was actually born a vegetarian. And, you know, likewise, you can see that you think much clearer, you know, when you're not putting all those harsh things into your body.
Yeah, no, it's absolutely true.
So we're probably going to be talking about the project Equilarium and the significance of the psychic connections to this as well, aren't we? So
yeah.
So after the break, we'll just really get into the project a bit.
Yeah.
And just tell the listeners why we're creating this and why it's come to form.
And how we received the vision.
Yes, how you received the vision.
Which was, in some way, thanks to the fact I've got food allergies.
Yes.
So it's made me the channel that I am.
With Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Hi, my name is Monica, and I'm the host of Co-Creating Now. Give yourself an opportunity to connect with your all-knowing higher self and manifest joy, love, and peace together every Tuesday, 11 a.m. Eastern.
Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of Om Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of Om Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community. What if business could be fun? What if business is the adventure of living? What are you choosing? Where do you do business that makes it easier, more fun, or more joyful for you? We'd love to see where you do business. Connect with us on Instagram at Joy of Business or Twitter at Joy of Business and share your pictures with hashtags Business Done Where and Joy of Business. Let's change the world with business.
Radio Namaste leads you down the yellow brick road into portals of consciousness with the blue collar goddess as your host. Interviews with humans who could be famous or just popular, and answers to everything are on the agenda. Tune into Om Times Radio and drop in on Thursdays at 3 Eastern. It's a different brand of enlightenment.
The best of holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
So, Claire, maybe you can just refresh all the listeners as to what Equilibrium, the project, is all about?
Well, part of my whole psychicness is that it opened me up to receive incredible visions in a dimension that's sort of not of this world. And I had this clear vision to build this Equilibrium, which is a magnificent beacon of light and hope that is both inspired and inspirational. It's a very special centre designed to establish and restore individual and collective equilibrium, creating harmony with healing and greater understanding, establishing a new energy pattern for the future. I received this vision about 17 years ago, and so I started putting it together. But the building itself is a literal beacon of hope and good energy and good vibrations that can help anchor the as-is-above light and intuitive wisdom of the heavenly realm to the as-is-below of our precious Mother Earth and all living things in our material world. The building itself is expressly planned and built for the purpose of rebalancing the flow of all natural energies throughout and within the mind, body and spirit, as well as putting positive vibrations directly back into the land. It's a totally unique centre that is a kind of architectural acupuncture, providing much needed healing for the planet. It was originally going to be in London when I started it 17 years ago, but since 2012, the whole project has shifted and it now wants to be in California. So there's some localized point in California that I don't know at the moment where it's going to be built so that it can activate the energetic points on the planet that it needs to.
You've had a vision of where it's going to be, though.
I have. I've had several times. I've had these two Native American Indians, one South American, one Native American, North American.
I think that was what the music just came in. Did you notice?
I wasn't.
The music sounded very Native American Indian. Yeah. Came in, so I think they're wanting to be spoken about right now.
That's it, they're calling.
They're on their agenda.
Yeah, they're calling it. They know where the building is going.
They know where it is.
They do. So there's sacred land there already waiting. That's what I get, that it knows where it wants to come, it knows where it's going to be. So for now, our mission, as the Real Holistic Housewives, is we are calling a global gathering from around my kitchen table to create something that will establish long-lasting harmony and will deliver mental, physical and spiritual enrichment and understanding on a large scale. I mean, the whole aim is to open the hearts and minds of people through blissful sensory experiences in an inspirational healing space that's designed to bring magical wonder, wisdom and awe to the everyday world. It's to educate through sublime experience so that all that is perceived and understood may be lovingly remembered.
And it's the most incredible vision. We're fortunate to be sitting here in Claire's studio for all the listeners. And she has her storyboards of Equilibrium.
Ones from 17 years ago.
Yeah, from 17 years yeah. ago. And they are just a feast, a veritable feast for the eyes. They're absolutely beautiful. The colours, the textures, everything about it. So it's just going to be such an amazing, amazing place where people can come and heal and restore. It's absolutely gorgeous.
And we're being reminded that there's 12 aspects to Equilibrium, isn't there?
Yeah, there's 12 aspects.
There's 12 aspects.
And one of the aspects of Equilibrium is the whole issue about food, which is why today we're talking about raising vibrations through food and the good vibration of food. So this piece of writing came from Twitchy about Equilibrium, about the whole food area. So may the restaurants and juice bars, nutritionists and dietitians aid and provide the incredible edible healing that carefully grown and lovingly prepared organic food and produce can provide. Recipe books and lessons for cooks can then be offered and created to teach beyond the immediate reach of diners and visitors to the centre. The healing combinations, delicious menus and concoctions can then be made and served by people to heal and help themselves. With greater understanding and culinary stimulation, you can re-educate and help address the eating habits of future generations. Food is of the utmost importance for balanced holistic health. Too many people are misguided and not provided with genuine assistance and inspiration. Food can be a poison and a cure. Lead by example and teach and provide how best to eat and not to compromise your mind, body, or spirit as a whole. Food is fuel. Make it healthy and life-sustaining and deliver it with great love.
That's so true, isn't it? You know, and it's food can be a cure or it can be a poison. And you know that the minute you've put something bad into your body that you've eaten, that what you shouldn't have had, your body reacts, doesn't it? Yours certainly does.
Absolutely. Too. Really does.
Yeah.
I think in America now they've got a whole thing called grain brain. Haven't they?
So it's become, with wheat.
Yeah, it's become a sort of much more common knowledge that grain, it messes with your head. It really does.
In fact, Louis last night, he was affected, wasn't he?
He was. And in my family, they've got a funny term for it because it's quite hard to stay away from allergens in this country because they're both allergic to wheat and to dairy. And it's hard in everyday life to stay away from that. But you can so clearly tell when they've had something. And between them as siblings, they call it Wheat-a-bitch. Because you get snappy and crabby and grumpy and tearful. Often it makes you very tearful as well. So first of all, you're really aggressive to everybody around you. You think, what is wrong with you? And then you go...
Which is very unlike them, actually.
I know, it is unlike them. And then, you know, one shouts at the other, have you eaten something? Yeah. Like, oh, yeah, you had pasta at college. And like, no, I didn't. And it's like, oh, Wheat-a-bitch is out. So they handle it with great humour.
They do.
But what you can see, you know, is like the microcosm of what happens out there in the greater world. So all these children that have been diagnosed as ADHD and, you know, put on Ritalin and different things to keep them controlled, if you just changed their diets, if you had any idea of how important it is, the food that you're putting into your body, not putting in all the artificial chemicals and the stimulants. I mean, I knew what my food allergies were for, you know, since I was 15, they were sorted out. But then literally when my menopause struck, again, all my allergies went out of the window and I was very ill for ages and I couldn't work out what it was. But I've established since then, and my vibration has gone up, I'm now intolerant to coffee. I used to love my coffee.
You loved your coffee, didn't you?
Yeah, but it just doesn't, you know, freaks me out these days. And I can't have sugar, which I used to not eat a lot, but I had a special almond cake that I could eat. Mm. And
but that's where Andrew's lovely. He makes you these gorgeous cakes that are, you know, free of everything.
Yeah. But he used to, but now I can't even have the sugar.
Yeah.
So you have to adjust as you go along. And in fact, a nutritionist I spoke to recently said that one in two people from the age of 50 becomes lactose intolerant. Because your body no longer needs it in the way that it used to. So your digestive enzymes change so that you have to adjust your diet as you progress through life because it then is not going to do you any good. And your body just stores it as fat instead of using it as a good protein.
Yeah. So just imagine walking into this magnificent centre, into that amazing organic cafe where all of that food is probably growing on site. And you can just indulge yourself in pure, healthy, vibrational food.
That would just be amazing.
But to get this project up and off the ground and to bring it actually down from heaven, we are looking for seed capital to get the whole thing underway. And so if any of the listeners in any way, shape or form can think of any ideas as to what we can do or if they're in the position to help us read have some seed capital and they'd like to if this is a place you'd like to come and be and there's anything you can do to help, that would be great, wouldn't it?
It'd be fantastic.
Mm-hmm. But Claire, why don't you I was reading your beautiful latest piece of writing today. Would you like to share that with the listeners?
Definitely. Now, if you'd like to sit comfortably and perhaps close your eyes, again, this is a bit of a meditation. I received this on the 1st of the 5th, 15. May the seeds of the stars of who you truly are flourish and grow within the hearts and minds of you all. Appreciate the time it has taken for their germination, and do not expect too much of their tiny shoots. Allow the roots to be nourished and grow within all that you know, with love and light and patient understanding. Then, with the natural passage of time, they can emerge from this fertile soil as the seasons of your life move along, ever onwards, encouraging new life and rebirth of the you you know yourself to be, into the full glory and potential of who you are destined yet to become. The whole magnificent process has well and truly begun, and now with the warmth of the springtime sun and the love and attention you give to your delicate newly emerging shoots, the roots will grow deeper and cover more ground, drawing upon all the beautiful Mother Earth energy and the support you have to hand. Thus daily, your inner flower may be gaining in power, so that when its time has come, it will be able to reach up into the infinite blue and stand boldly in the full light of the sun. Radiating beauty and wonder and awe, may your inner lights shine so brightly that all the world does see, that they are inspired to do the same and nurture the seeds within themselves to create a world that is a veritable Garden of Eden, a myriad of colour and beauty, a fully mixed variety of individual organic plants and blooms, growing and glowing in perfect harmony. Cover the world with living colour. Be the seeds of change. Be the ones you know you can be. Allow yourselves the time and space to grow consistently into the prize-winning blooms of the future.
So there you go, all you ladies in the crone. We are asking you to step out, embrace it, and join us next week for another session with us, where we will be discussing another aspect of Equilibrium.
Raising vibrations.
Across the nations.
Yes.
Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
See you next week.
See you next week.